Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
Here's something I don't hear nearly enough. I was talking to a client about his action plan for the next 4 weeks, and I was, as I usually do, encouraging him to take on more and to push himself a little bit. And he said to me, look, I'm not looking to work that hard. I left my previous firm because I was working too hard, not enjoying life. Now it's sailing season and he's a sailor and I want to spend time out in the water. And so, you know, I make a comfortable living and I certainly want to grow my business, but I'm not looking to go back to the way things were. And I really appreciated that honesty, and I didn't push him beyond that because it's important to know what your boundaries are, where you draw the lines. And it's also important to know where you are on the journey. This is somebody who's very senior, very well established in his career, has quite a track record in his industry, and can afford to say, you know what? I'm not looking to make millions of dollars. I'm looking to make a comfortable living. I am making a comfortable living. I'm looking to enjoy my life and not spend all my time working. And then he's now building his business around those parameters. He's building his business to optimize his time and his energy, not so that he's spending all of his time working and grinding away, but so he's spending the right amount of time working and earning a high return on that time, and then spending the free time that he has doing the things that he enjoys, like sailing. And you know, no matter where you are in your career, you know, maybe that does or doesn't apply to you. Maybe you're younger and, you know, you maybe can't afford to take a week or two sailing, you know, in the middle of the summer. Maybe you need to really be grinding it out right now because you're building your business from the ground up and you're starting your career or you're really establishing yourself and you don't have that kind of track record to lean on. Maybe that's true. But wherever you're at, I think it's important to step back and ask yourself, what am I really doing this for? Because I would caution you against building a business for the sake of building a business. The business in and of itself is not an end. It's not a reasonable pursuit. If you want to build a business, then that's quite easy. Anybody can build a business. It's not that difficult. You need to find a product, service, solution that people are willing to pay money for and then deliver that. That's not hard to do, and a lot of people have done it. But to build a business that matches the life that you want to live, to build a business that serves who you are, or who you want to be, rather, and the life that you want to lead, that's much more difficult to do. That's a constraint that makes things much more challenging. I could go out right now and I could sell anything I wanted. If I wanted to open up a coffee shop, for example, I love coffee, I could probably do that. If I wanted to go out and open up a Subway franchise, I could probably do that. If I wanted to, I'm staring at some rocks in the park. If I wanted to sell concrete, I could probably do that too. Like, I could figure out how to do these things, and so could you. That doesn't mean I should do them, because most of those things do not suit the lifestyle that I want or the impact that I want to have. So before you put your head down and start working crazy hours and building this business and pouring your heart and soul into it, step back and ask yourself, well, what am I really looking for here? What do I want out of all this? And then build your business accordingly. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.